Another thing I want to ask you about is health insurance. I know that recently the state has done the change to where schools can opt out of the health insurance, which actually was operated and I guess still is by MEA itself.
Yeah, that's right. What a lot of school districts are facing is health insurance costs increasing in large part because they have insurance administered by the Michigan Education Special Services Association, or MESAP, which is a third-party administrator, essentially a health benefits middleman established by the MEA. And in many districts, those costs can be over $16,000 per employee per year, compared to the national average premium, which is about $12,000 per employee per year. And many districts are finding that they can save significant money, provide comparable benefits, the same high-quality benefits, and direct more dollars to classrooms. So, for example, in the Pinckney School District, 97% of teachers represented by the MEA voted to ratify a contract that got rid of MESA-administered insurance. And that contract came back up again this year, and the teachers in Pinckney again voted to, you know, keep MESA-administered insurance out. They were happy with the health benefits they were receiving. Well, that decision is saving the Pinckney District $800,000 a year.
$800,000?
$800,000 a year. They're still getting the same quality benefits. They wanted to keep the benefits that they had, you know, that they'd received outside of MESA. And that's about $164 per pupil. You know, and what superintendent is going to turn down a per pupil increase of $164? I mean, that's significant. And those are the kinds of savings that districts around the state are finding they can, you know, they can realize. And the change in the state last fall was to allow school districts to essentially get the claims history so they can bid their health insurance competitively. For so long, there has not been a competitive market in school employee health insurance. And so a policy like this can change that significantly, allowing school districts to go out on the market and find the best benefits for the best price.
Now, with that in mind, what's happening with MESA? There's got to be some changes if they expect to stay competitive or even stay afloat.
Yeah, they well, what's been happening, in fact, in Leland, Northport, Sutton's Bay, according to the papers up there, is that districts are finding that MESA is saying they don't have the data. And so essentially they're stalling and not providing the data that districts want in order to go out and find competitive bids. And so that's an issue that many districts around the state are having to address now.
Is it possible they don't have the data? Have they been lax on keeping up with this stuff?
No, I mean, they have to be able to send a bill to school districts for the cost of health benefits, so they have to be able to track it somehow.
And you also
see health insurance premiums district to district at different levels, and there's a reason that there are different prices for different school districts. So they have to have the data. It's a matter of you know, requiring them to turn it over so that school districts can provide quality benefits and put more dollars in classrooms, and that's really where they need to be.
So basically, by them saying they don't have the data, I mean, that's almost a fraudulent statement right there. That could get them some serious trouble on this, couldn't it?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think it's a matter of school districts having to pursue it and to try to figure out how they can, you know, realize savings in health insurance. Some districts have found that they can go out on the market without data and they can get a better rate. And then in the second year, they can get an even better rate once the company that's insuring them has some experience history. So, you know, there are ways to handle it, but it is an issue that school districts are facing right now, and it's something that people need to be aware of. I mean, one of the things I pointed out in the commentary I wrote that's on our website, Mackinac.org, is the potential or actual conflict of interest here between the MEA, MESA, and Blue Cross. Ira Salters is the president of the MEA. The MEA established MESA, as I said, in 1960. Ira Salters, the president of the MEA, also sits on the board of MESA. And MESA channels $1.2 billion of business to Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan annually. This is something that people misunderstand. They think that Mesa actually provides health insurance. Mesa outsources underwriting to Blue Cross Blue Shield. Ira Salters also sits on the board of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Michigan. And in 2005, she was paid $30,000 for sitting on the Blue Cross board. And the MEA uses school employees' compulsory dues to bargain for Mesa. And it's on the books that Mesa paid $4.7 million to the MEA last year for marketing. And Mesa has reserves of more than a quarter of $1 billion, which is money that has been paid by school districts to Mesa as a middleman to administer health benefits for school employees. And again, most of this information is disclosed by the MEA to the U.S. Department of Labor in forms that I, you know, accessed and analyzed on the government websites. So it's something where people really need to take a look at, where the money is flowing and where the potential conflicts of interest are. And in fact, these relationships have been disclosed by Ira Salters, the president of the MEA, in an LM30 form, which is a potential or actual conflict of interest form. And it's something that people, again, need to be aware of.
That's certainly interesting to see all this come down. How long did it take you to dig through this?
Well, it's a huge report.
I imagine.
But I sort of know what to look for, so it makes it a little more straightforward. But again, you know, the key point is that union dues are increasing even as membership is falling, and members are getting less representation than they were last year, even though they're paying more.
Have you tried to talk to anybody at MEA about this?
Yeah, I was actually in a debate with the MEA's communications director about this on TV, and we had a lively exchange. But again, I mean, it was a matter of pointing out, you know, exactly what union members should be aware of, all information that the MEA makes publicly available, because it has to in this U.S. Department of Labor report.
It's going to be interesting to see what happens with this. Is this being distributed to school districts right now, or just?
Yeah, it's up on our website, and it does tend to get reprinted in newspapers and coverage in the media. So. I think it's something that people have been very interested in because, it takes data that's publicly available and shows union members basically what they're getting for the dues they have to pay as a condition of employment in Michigan school districts.
You've had to see a few of them walk up to you and say, wow, Ryan, I didn't know this.
Yeah. Yeah, that tends to be the reaction because for a long time, union membership and expenditures and income, really wasn't known. So I think it's important that union members realize exactly what's happening with the dollars they have to pay to the union.
If we want to learn more about this, this is on the website again, Mackinac.org, correct?
That's right, Mackinac.org.
That's Mackinac with a C for all of you that are thinking of the bridge this morning.
Yes.
So. Sounds fair.
That's right.
Fair enough, Ryan Olson. I appreciate you spending some time with us, my friend.
Sure. Thanks for having me on.
Come back again?
I'll be back, sure.
All right, sounds good. Take care. It's